Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast. Meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch, and I happen to be sharing this episode with you on February 14th on Valentine's Day. And honestly, I wasn't planning on theming today's meditation around love or around the heart space, but it sort of serendipitously happened this way, and I'll get to that in a moment. But basically, I opened up a yoga and meditation studio in London called The Space. So, side note, if you happen to be living in London or passing through London, please come say hi. We're in Clapham, South London. And anyways, as you can imagine, the past few months have been absolutely go, 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 and getting things done. And so a couple days ago, I woke up without a voice and an incredibly sore throat. A couple hours later, the sinuses kicked in. And of course, I had a full-on cold, and it was a forced stop. I now had to take a day off. I ended up taking like 4 days off and spent those days on the couch with my bulldog on my lap, doing absolutely nothing. And in this slowing down, in this proper rest, although my physical body was totally fighting a cold and feeling pretty gross, energetically and emotionally, I felt for the first time in a minute such peace. It was so nice to have this guilt-free, absolute break, and to look at all the work that I've put in the past few months and the lovely people in my life who have helped me out, and this natural wave of gratitude, of peace, of warmth just came over me. And, you know, we talk about the heart space and opening the heart space in yoga practice, like heart opening postures, breathing into the heart space, meditating on the heart space, bringing all of this intention, awareness, guidance to opening the heart. And sometimes we just need to rest. And I've been, you know, with the holidays, with the New Year's, with the opening of the business, I've totally been carrying this tension, this heaviness, a feeling of having to keep it all together, a pressure of sorts that has been resting on my chest. And that's a part of life. I'm sure we've all been there. But that feeling of spacious, peaceful, grateful openness, I honestly haven't felt that in a moment. And so once I stopped and rested and naturally opened it up to that, I was like, okay. And I began to question, what is an open heart? What does that mean? And so I began to write, and what came up for me was that in my experience, an open heart has to be a relaxed heart, aka a relaxed, calm nervous system, a heart that is warm, comes from kindness, it comes from compassion, it comes from gratitude, it comes from love, connection. And when we're constantly keeping ourselves busy and doing and going and forcing, which is kind of what I've been doing for the past couple months, that is not a relaxed and open heart. So taking moments to truly slow down, to switch off, to tap into, yes, a calm nervous system, but also these other elements of kindness, compassion, gratitude, that combination of the relaxation, the softening, and then the warmth leads to that open heart. When you want to open up the physical body, you warm it up first, right? By going to the gym, doing your exercises, you warm up the body and then you stretch. So it's kind of the same idea, warming up the heart with the kindness, the mindfulness, the compassion, all these elements, the slowing down, the relaxation, that is to warm and care for the heart. And then it can begin to open. So if we look at living with an open heart, of course, we can't constantly be in that space. It's a open and close. It's a balance. But with all of our relationships, our friendships, our family, our loved ones, our new friends, our old friends, this true open-hearted connection must come from a relaxed place. Or I should say, it'll be a lot more nourishing, a lot more of a deeper connection when that relaxed state has been laid. So anyways, I hope that my ramblings make sense. As I mentioned, it was just a couple days ago that I was sick and reflecting and writing all this, and I'm certainly still digesting and processing. I usually like to share things when it's a little more digested, but maybe there's something in the vulnerability of being in process with this stuff that can resonate. I don't know. But in today's practice, it'll be a three-stage process. Step one, grounding down into the feeling of safety in the body, because that is where open-heartedness begins, when we feel safe and grounded and get that invitation to relax. And after that feeling of safety and settledness, we can tune into warming up the heart from the inside out. And from that warmth, we might begin to open the heart, expanding and radiating our heart space, that energy outwards. So it's not just for ourselves, but to the people in our lives. And it's not necessarily about romantic love. This could be self-love, love for friends, love for your pet, your family, your partner. So yeah, let's settle in, get comfortable. And when you're ready, close down the eyes. And let's explore the feeling of safety and groundedness in the body. So first, feel where you are supported. Where in the body are you touching the earth? Locate those points and notice the pressure between you and the support. Now begin to lengthen your exhale. So easy inhale. And a big exhale. Arriving into the body with your breath. Inhale. Letting go on the exhale. Now notice any sounds that you hear. These sounds could be in the room that you're in. Maybe they are sounds from outside. See if you can locate five different sounds. Nice. Now notice the breath. Maybe noticing the sound of your breath. Notice where you feel the breath in your body. Now bring your attention to the heart space, to the region of the chest, where your physical heart is. But also include in your awareness your emotional heart. Whatever feelings and emotions are present for you, can you just let them be there? There's no right or wrong way of doing this. Just notice whatever feelings are here for you right now and let them be there. Now visualize a warm glow. And this could be a particular color. Maybe you'd like to visualize a candle or the sun. Picture any warm glow. And let that warm glow fill the heart space. You can visualize this flame or this glow starting at the center of the heart, and with each round of breath, it starts to get a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. Expanding across the chest, across the collarbones, through the shoulders. And this warm glow naturally softens the shoulders, letting go of any tension there. This warm glow spreads down into the belly, softening all the abdominal muscles. Spreading into the muscles of your back like a massage. This warm glow travels down into your glutes. Through the legs. And into the feet. From the heart space, this glow travels down the arms and into your hands. Then into the throat and all the muscles of the face. Feeling this warm glow spreading to the entire body. Feeling your entire body resting in this warm glow. Now bring your attention back to the heart space, noticing again any emotions that are present. Being extra kind to yourself, you might even say to yourself, how human of me. How human of me to feel this way. Resting in the feeling of this warm glow, notice any emotions that are present and observe them with kindness as you rest here. Wonderful. Now take one or both hands onto your heart space now. Breathing into that space like a massage for the heart. Returning to this idea that an open heart is a relaxed heart. A relaxed heart is a warm heart. That warm heart comes from compassion and kindness and being easy on ourselves. Just listening to yourself in the way that you would listen to a loved one. First and foremost, holding yourself in love. Now come back to the feeling of your breath, breathing in a little more deeply, breathing out a little more fully. Feeling the support of the earth beneath you. When you're ready, you might open up the eyes and, ending our practice. I want to thank you so much for listening to the morning ritual. I absolutely love sharing these practices with you. And I've made a reflective writing, a journaling exercise centered around this theme of self-love, but just an open heart in general. And I've shared it on our Substack. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day. And we'll end the episode the way that we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.